And we're holding on Gimel Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hodu Beis Din, if Beis Din gave their Psak Halacha, the Yodu Shato, and then they found out that they had made a mistake, so as we've been talking about so far, for example, they permitted a certain kind of chaylev, or a certain kind of way of worshipping Avodah Zarah, or whatever, any of the things that a Chayev Kodesh B'mezid and a Chatas B'shoigig, the Chozru Behen, so now they changed their mind, and they announced that the halacha is, in fact, this chaylev is also, or what have you, bein sheviu kaparasan or bein sheviu kaparasan, and the following din is going to apply whether they brought the korban, the parhelam davar shel tzibur, or whether they haven't yet brought it. Either way, what happened was, v'holach v'osal pihen, now an individual went and followed their psak din. So now, he's not going to combine together with the roiv of the tzibur before that. Because it said he did it only after they found out that they were wrong. But we're talking about over here, this person didn't know. He didn't know that Beis Din had changed their mind, so he doesn't know. So he was totally a Beis Din. He did it only because, as far as he knows, Beis Din said that it's mutter, and he didn't know that they changed their mind yet. On the other hand, he's not combining together to count up the roiv of the tzibur because he did it only after Beis Din had found out. So now, what happens is, does he have to bring his own korban? Reb Shimon poter. Reb Shimon says that he is poter from bringing his own chatos because he's totally Beis Din, and we learned in the first Mishnah that when he's toilet with Beis Din, when he's doing it because Beis Din said so, then he's potter from his own korban. But Rabbi Loza, Omer, Sofik, Rabbi Loza says it would be a Sofik whether he has to bring a chatas or not, and the result is when a person has a Sofik whether he needs to whether he needs to bring a chatas, then instead he has to bring an Oshem Toloi. So and Rabbi Loza continues, Ezehu Suffolk, what do I mean? That it's a Suffolk? In what case am I saying that we would call it, why am I calling it a Suffolk? An Oshem Toloi is usually, for example, a person has, and for a classic example of Oshem Toloi, a person has in front of him two pieces of fat. One of them is Chalev, one is not. He ate one of them, and the other one got lost or whatever, and now he's not sure whether the one he ate is Chalev, so then he brings an Oshem Toloi. That's the case. There was an issue in front of him, and now it's a suffix whether he ate that issue or not. Here, in our scenario, what exactly is the suffix that should make him chayv and oshem tolui? So Rabbi Loza is saying, Yoshev loy b'seich beisai chayv. If he stayed at home and he didn't hear the latest news that Beis Din changed their mind and made a new announcement that this is in fact osur, that would be then when he's chayv and oshem tolui. Because he should have found, then in effect he should have found out, he should have been asking about the latest news and found before he eats this chaylev, find out, you know, a few weeks ago Beis Din announced that this kind of chaylev is mutter. Is that still current, or did they maybe change their mind? So if he didn't, then Rabbi Loza can be mechayev him an oshem toloi for that. Holach loylem and dinesayam, but if he went overseas and there he ate the chaylev potter, then he would be potter, because then there's no way that we can say he should have found out what the latest news is. He's too far away for the news to have reached him. Omer Rabbi Akiva. Now, Rabbi Akiva says, Moidani Bazeshu Korov Leptur Minachoiva. You know what? I would agree with Rabbi Lozer that in a case like that, where he's where he went overseas, then he's closer to being potter than to being chayev, and therefore, in other words, you can't possibly be mechayev and mechatos for that. Sure, you would have to consider that he's toilet of Beis Din, because after all, he. As far as he knew, the psak that this is mutter is still current. He's in Medina Sayami. There's no way of hearing the news over here. The Rosh points out that Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shimon are both Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Isn't it a little unusual for Rabbi Akiva to be saying about his Talmud, Rabbi Loza, Moida Ani Bazeh? So there's an explanation that they were both discussing it in the Beis Medrash, and then Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, Moida Ani, and says that, you know what, among you two Talmidim, I find Rabbi Loza's reasoning more compelling. So he should be potter, because he should be potter even from an Ashram Talui in that case, because he's totally based in, argues Rabbi Akiva. Omole ben Azai, but ben Azai says to Rabbi Akiva, Maishna zeh mina Yoshev Beisoi, so new explain what's the difference between whether he went overseas or whether he's sitting home. And Rabbi Akiva says exactly what we just said. Sha Yoshev Beisoi efsha hoyolo sheyishma, when he's staying at home, it would have been easy enough for him to hear. He could have asked his neighbors or whatever, what's new from Beis Din, and they would have told him. So then if he didn't, so if he didn't, then it's there's a certain degree of carelessness in it, and therefore he can be chayv and Ashram Talui. Whereas when he went overseas, there's no way that he could have heard, because who would be able to bring him the news? So you can't even be mechayiv him in Ashram Talui. What's the actual difference? What's the point of their? What's the case where they're arguing about? Doesn't Ben Azai realize such an obvious distinction? We'll see in the Gemara. Continues the Mishnah with another din. Hodu Basin Lakaris Kalaguf. If Beis Din's psak was to take away the entire body of a certain mitzvah, for example, Omru Ein Isser Nidabatura. For example, Ein Nidabatura. For example, they said there's no Isser of Nida in the Torah at all. There's no such thing. A woman who has a uterine bleeding, there's no such thing as Nida. Or in Shabbos Vatoto, they said there's no such thing as Shabbos in Torah. You're allowed Shabbos is just like any other day of the week. Or in Avodis Kachavim Vatoto, or another example would say they say there's no such Isser as Avodah Zarah. Harel Turin, then they're potter from the Par Helam Dabar Shal Tzibur, because that's not considered a hoirah, as we're gonna see. It has to be that they're said that they're not taking away the whole mitzvah, they're taking away a detail of it. On the other hand, hodu miktas, miktas, but if they gave the psak to the mevatel part of the mitzvah, but they still, the psak still leaves intact part of the mitzvah, harei lo chayov, and that would be the case where there is the power helam davar shel tzibur if the majority of the people followed them. For example, Ketzad, Omru Yesh Nidavatura, if their psak is not taking away the whole concept of Nida, they're saying, of course, there's such a thing as a Nida, Avala Basha Merasyem Kneged Yom Potter, but, for example, they're saying that if someone has relations with a Shemerasyem Kneged Yom, he would be Potter. Shemerasyem Kneged Yom is a woman who, you have a period of 7 days each month, you have a period when a woman has her natural period, and then she's Tomei for those 7 days, and at the end of 7 days, she goes to the mikveh and she's tahor. Then you have, after those 7 days, you have an 11-day period during which it's not expected that she's going to bleed, and if she does for 1 or 2 days, then she's called a shemeres yom keneged yom. She needs one clean day after that, and then she goes to the mikveh, and then that's that. If 3 or more days, then she's called a zava gdola, and then she needs then she needs 7 full clean days. Nowadays, the halachas of taras and mishpacha, as we practice them, is kind of a blend of the dinim of nida and zava. We always consider when a woman has bleeding from her uterus that she always needs 7 clean days afterwards, even if it was only a tiny amount. That's another matter. We'll get to it in the Masechta Nida 2 years from now, Be'ez Hashem, or thereabouts, a little less than 2 years, the last Masechta of Shas, anyway, but a Shemer Midaraisa, though, if during those 11 days, when bleeding is unexpected, if there had been only 1 or 2 days, she needs only 1 clean day afterwards. So now, suppose that based in Pesach was, they mistakenly analyzed the Pesukim and concluded that you are allowed to have relations with Shemer Siyem Keneged Yoyim, that she doesn't need that 1 clean day. So if they said that he's potter for doing such a thing, and the fact is, it is something that, and they told the people, as we learned on Daf Beis, Mutor not them lasis. We told them, they actually told them you're allowed to do that. So that would be an example where there is a par helam dover shal tzibur when they realize their mistake. Another example, yes, Shabbos Vatorah, Avlam Motzi Mirshosa Yochador Shosarabim Potter. Suppose that their psak is, of course, there's such a thing as Shabbos, there are 39 malachas, but here somebody asks them, are we allowed to carry on Shabbos from one Rishos to another, and they mistakenly analyze things and come up and say that it is mutter to do that. So that would be an example where they're not being mevatel the entire mitzvah, but they're being mevatel a detail of it. So again, therefore, that would trigger a power halam davar shel tzibur if most of the people follow them. Another example, yesh avodis kachavim b'torah. they say there is such a thing as Avodah Zarah in the Torah. Of course, you're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. Avol HaMishtach V'Potter, but they mistakenly say that only what's usur is, let's say, to bring a korban to it. They mistakenly say that it's fine to bow to Avodah Zarah. So in all those cases, again, they're keeping some of the mitzvah and then taking away some of it. The Tzedek Yisrael on the Mishnah points out the reason why the Mishnah gives three examples like that. You would think, I mean, these are the kind of things, these are not obscure halachas, these are things everybody you would think knows, everybody has, most people are married, every week there's a Shabbos, and Avodah Zarah is one of the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit, so you would think, nevertheless, you can still consider it a mistake, it's not considered mazid when they come up with these wrong piskei halachas. So that's why the Mishnah gives all of these examples. So those are all examples. Then there would be a pal harim davar shal tzibur harim v'chayovin. Shenema, as the pasuk says, v'nelam davar. The pasuk says that the matter was concealed, was obscure, was hidden from Beis Din, implying davar v'loy kolag guf, only a detail of the mitzvah, not the entire guf of the mitzvah. So the Gemara starts off, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, my time of Rav Shimon. So in the ratio when we had when we had Rav Shimon's opinion that says that when the individual followed Beis Din Pesach and he didn't know that they changed he didn't know that they changed their mind. So we said this sort of Shimon had said, even though he did the Aveira after Beis Din had in fact changed their mind, nevertheless he's potter from his own carbon. So Rabbi Hoda says, because the fact is he was acting with permission of Beis Din as far as he knew. Beis Din's Pesach is still current, and therefore, And therefore, he's totally based in, and therefore he's potter. Ikadamri, another version of that statement is Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Oymahoy Rav Shimon. Then another version is that Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Rav Shimon used to say, Kol Hayra Sheyotza B'Roiv Tzibur, any psak, any hayra based in that went out and spread out among the roiv of the Tzibur, and then the roiv followed it. Yochid oisa oisa potter, then if a yochid follows it, even after Beis Din changed their mind and retracted their statement, potter, he's still going to be potter, officially nitna hayra, ela lahavchem min shoygig lemezid. Because the hayra is only to distinguish between shoygig and mezid, meaning in other words that now, when there was a hayra, and he follows them, we can consider him a shoygig, we can't consider him a mezid, he's mistakenly following that hayra, and when he's following the hayra of Beis Din, then he's potter. That's Rashi's first explanation. There is, by the way, there's a similar expression in other places in the Gemara, like Nitna Hasra, El Lahav can mention the Mazin. When you have Hasra, when a person does an Avera, then the purpose is to distinguish, to know whether he's Shoygig or Mazin. So here it's kind of like a play on words also, instead of Hasra, Hoyra. Anyway, that's Rashi's first explanation. Then Rashi goes on to say the purpose of the Hoyra is to distinguish between whether the person was shoygig or mazid. So the first explanation, in other words, in the first explanation, Rashi is saying once there's a hayra, then automatically when the person follows it, then that automatically makes him a shoygig rather than a mazid. Rashi's second explanation is not so much that it tells us that he's shoygig. It means rather that we find out, did you hear of the hayra? If you did, then you were shoygig. If you didn't hear of the if you didn't hear the hayra at all from Beis Din, and then you went and ate the chaylev or whatever, then you're a classic shoygig. You're not totally from Beis Din, therefore you're going to be chayav a korban. If you did hear the hayra, then it's called, you're doing it mazid b'rishus Beis Din. You're doing it so you don't have your own shoygig, but you're doing it following Beis Din. So now when Beis Din changed their mind, so you can't be mechayiv makorban because in effect he's not really a shoygig of his own. In effect he's a form of mazid, except that it's up to Beis Din. In any case, so either way you learn, and either Lashon of Rashi, the point is that therefore that's why Rav Shimon is saying that he's potter from a korban. So the Gemara says, Mesvi, so the Gemara says, I have a contradiction then on that understanding of Rav Shimon. A Braisa says, where do we get the money for the Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur? Now, we know, of course, you have the Matzah Shekel collected, and everybody sends their Matzah Shekels to the Beis Hamikdash, and they use it to buy the Korbanos and pay the other expenses of the Beis Hamikdash. But this is a one-off kind of thing. They certainly, when they collected the Matzah Shekel for the year, they didn't know there was going to be a Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur. So, Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur, Usiri Avodas Kechavim, as well as the goats that the Tzibur brings if the Beis Din made a mistake as far as a Psak of Avodah Zarah. We touched on it before, and we're going to talk about in more detail later in the Perek. So far, we've been saying that if Beis Din Psak was on something which is Chayav Karis, then there's a Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur. If the mistake specifically involved Avodah Zara, like the example in our Mishnah, they said you're allowed to bow to Avodah Zara, and most of the people followed, etc., then the korban for that is a goat, as described in Parashat Shlach. That's we're going to learn later on in the Perek. Does that mean there's a par and a goat, or does it mean just a goat? We'll deal with that later on. Anyway, the point is, So those things, the par and the sur in those cases, where do we get the money? B'tchila goyven aleihen divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says we make a fresh collection for them. We don't use the money from the existing Matzah Shekel collection in the Beis Hamikdash. Instead, the Beis Din will send. Instead, Beis Din will send out people to collect from the tzibur. The Be'er Sheva says if they can't collect enough, then fine, they take the rest from Trumas HaLishka. That's why the expression Vatchila, it means that they start by collecting from the Tzibur, and then they make up whatever is necessary from the Trumas HaLishka. Divrei Reb Shimon, that's what Reb Shimon says. Rabbi Yehuda, I remember Trumas HaLishka Hein Boyin. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says to begin with, you take it from the Trumas HaLishka from the Matzah Shekel collection. The question is, given that Reb Shimon is saying that you have to go around to the Tzibur, and these messengers are coming and telling them, you know, we have a Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur to bring, because a few weeks ago, based in Paskin, such and such, and most of the people followed them, and it turned out it was a mistake, etc. Well, then, the question is, why, if Reb Shimon is saying they're going around collecting, and obviously everybody knows that based in changed their mind, because you're going to ask, Why are they collecting? What happened? And you're going to get the whole story. So why would Rav say that if he does it after Beis Din change their mind? It's still called Torah Beis Din. Kivin de Govi Lahu. Now that they're collecting for a Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur, Havalei Hoida. Then he knows about it, and how can you call it now? That he's Torah Beis Din. So the question is basically only on Reb Shimon from our Mishnah. You can't really, the question can't really be on Reb Elazar, because Reb Elazar is saying that, Reb Elazar didn't say one way or the other whether they're collecting, whether they're making a new collection for it or not. But in any case, the point is that Reb Elazar is saying that it's a suffix, because again, if he's sitting at home, he should have heard of it. Fine, but we don't know what Reb Elazar holds as far as how they collect the money for it. Anyway, so what are you telling me that Reb Shimon is pathering him because he's still Torah Beis Din? The answer is Iboy saying we're going to go with Stam. One answer you could say is that the Shluchei Beis Din are not telling the people we're collecting for the Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur. They just come and they say we were sent by the Beis Din Agadol, by the Sanhedrin, to collect money for a purpose. And they don't say why, so now the guy doesn't realize that it's because Beis Din changed their mind. The Iboy saying we're going to have a B'masa. Another possibility is he wasn't at home when they went in his town when they collected the money, and he did the Aveira later on, so then even though money was collected, and if he had been home, he would have known, but he wasn't home. So we're not talking about he was in Medinas Hayam and didn't hear anything at all. We're just talking about that he was out of town for a day or two when they happened to come through to collect. The boy's name is Rav Ki'idach Tana. Another possibility is that Rav holds like a different Tana and a Braisa, the Tanya Ipcha, which has the opinions reversed. Whereas in that second Braisa, it's Rabbi Yehuda who's saying that they take up a new collection for the purpose, and Rabbi Shimon saying that no, they just take from Trumas HaLishka. So then, according to that Braisa's version of Rabbi Shimon's opinion, there's no news going on that they're collecting, and therefore there's no reason that the person should know that Beis Din changed their mind, and therefore we can surely call him Torah Beis Din. Okay. The Gemara continues. Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, Rav Meir Mechayev, if he's living at home, then if he's staying at home, he didn't go overseas, then he goes and follows the wrong psak, then Rav Meir was going to call him that he's toilet ba'atzmai. So unlike Rav Elazar, who's going to say that's a suffix, and Rav Shimon, who's going to pater, Rav Meir says flat out that he's chayev. He should have found out what's going on, and therefore we can call him toilet ba'atzmai, that he's making it dependent on his own view rather than on Beis Din. Rav Shimon poter. Rav Shimon says he's poter, as we learned in the Mishnah. Rav Elazar is a suffix, and Rav Elazar says it's a suffix, as we learned in the Mishnah. Then we have another opinion. Mishum sumchus omru tolui. They said in the name of sumchus, the Talmud of Rav Meir, that it's tolui, that it's doubtful, it's suspended. So what does that mean? Amar Rav Yochanan Oshem. Now it sounds like he's saying the same thing as Rav Elazar. Amar Rav Yochanan Oshem Tolui Uke Benayu. The argument between Rav Elazar and sumchus would be whether they were going to bring an Oshem Tolui. Whether the person is going to have to bring an Oshem Tolui. Sumchus uses the expression Tolui, but he would say, use no Oshem Tolui, because when he uses Tolui, he means that the action itself is Tolui, is questionable. Maybe he was you can't say he was Tolui Ba'atzmai, so you can't be Mechayev and Oshem Tolui. Rashi explains, it's one thing, like we said in the case of Chalev, you have, for example, as far as the case of Chalev, where there's something of Suffolk Chalev, so you have a discussion elsewhere in Shas, if he has one piece in front of him, which is a Suffolk, whether it's Chalev or not, and he eats it, is he Chayev and Oshem Tolu? There's an opinion that says that he is Chayev and Oshem Tolu in that case. Fine, because maybe in fact it was Chalev and he is actually Chayev. But over here, you can't say that you can't say maybe he's Tolu Ba'atzma. He is definitely doing based on the Hurrah based in. So the only question is, did he hear that they changed their mind? So the mitzvah itself is tolerate, and therefore sumchus is saying there can't be an oshem tolerate, as opposed to Rav Elazar would say that this is a case of oshem tolerate. Okay. So the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Zera, Moshel de Rav Elazar l'mahad davar daimer. What can we compare Rav Elazar's opinion to? How can we understand Rav Elazar's opinion that he should be chayev and oshem tolui? La'odim sha'ochol safek chaylev, safek shuman. Exactly that. You have somebody who ate something with a piece of fat, which might be chaylev, might be shuman, the noya loy, and then he finds out that there was a safek, shemevi oshem, then he has to bring an oshem tolui. So because what he ate may have been chaylev. The same way over here, what he did may be considered that he's tolu badas atzmai. Tosfos points out that actually there is a bit of a difference after all. In that case, the same suffix would be any other person who sees this piece also might have a suffix, whether it's chayla or shuman. Here it's only for him that you have a suffix, but maybe Tosfos says fine. The fact is there is a certain kind of suffix in both cases. The halacha is, anyway, you don't bring an Oshem Tolui in such a case unless it's called Ikba Isura, that there's a known Isura over here, namely that there's one piece, which is definitely Chelev, we just don't know which one it is. So that explains why Rav Elazar in our case would say you bring an Oshem Tolui, and continues the Gemara, the loymid boy of Amanda Omat Tzibur Maisi, needless to say, according to the opinion that we learned previously, that it's the Tzibur that brings the power helm Davar Shal Tzibur, and we said, according to Yehuda, the Tana, each Shevet brings their own, so then, the Mepharsim Amilsa, then it becomes very publicly known that they brought the Korban, or at least that they're going to bring the korban. So now, if he were to go and leave his house and find out what's going on, he would have found out that this is going on. Ela filamandam based in Mavian, even according to the opinion that it's based in that brings the power, the loyma farisim amilsa, and it doesn't become so well publicized. Nevertheless, he have a shoil, if he had asked what's going on, what's new from based in, havu amrin lay, then they would have told him. So therefore, Rav Elazar would say there's enough reason to say that there should be a degree of chiyuv over here. But on the other hand, the fact is he is doing it only because, as far as he knew, Beis Din's psak is still valid. Therefore, Rav Elazar is going to mechayev him in Oshem Tolui. Okay, so that explains that. So we can use that marshal to illustrate Rav Elazar's opinion. Similarly, Amar Rav Yosi bar Oven v'Temer Rav Yosi bar Zvida, marshal the sumchus l'ma'ad davar daimer. What can we compare sumchus's opinion to? Why would sumchus say that he's potter even from an Oshem Tolui? La'odam shehevi kaparosa bein hashmoshes. Imagine you have a person who's chayev a regular chatos. He brings his korban bein hashmoshes, and now you can't bring korbanos at night. Suffolk mim ba'od yoyim niskapaloi, suffolk mim chashe chashecha, niskapaloi. So it's a suffolk. Did he bring it by day and then the kapara was valid? Or it's a suffolk. Maybe he brought it only after dark. So it's called niskaperloi. Now on the face of it, what do you mean niskaperloi? He wasn't niskaper. Rashi says, however, it's not a strong enough kapara because karbonas have to be brought by day. He doesn't have to bring another kor. So now the fact is, maybe oshem tolui. So in that case, he's not going to bring an oshem tolui because the suffolk is not whether he did the aver. The suffix is whether his chatos was valid. So therefore, in the same way over here, you can't be sure, Sumchus would say, whether in fact he should be chayev his own korban, and therefore you can't be mechayev him one because he can't bring a korban, misafik, he can't bring chulin to the azara. The loy mit boilam on the omer based in Mavian, and that would be needless to say, according to the opinion that it's based in that brings the korban, the loy farsim on milsa, where it doesn't become well known to the public that they changed their mind. Ela afilam under almost tzibur mavin, even according to the opinion that the tzibur, that each shevet brings their power halam dover, the mefarsim milsa, so then it becomes well known. And the havu amrin lay, and if he had actually bothered to leave his house, he could have found out. Because, in other words, what we do is we consider that because over here, it's an effect. After all, in the case of whether he brought the korban, and we don't know whether the korban was brought, whether the avoda of the korban was done by day or by night. There's also, after all, he might have done it during the day, and maybe not. And if you were to ask, nobody would be able to answer him, and therefore, because nobody else is going to know either, nobody else is going to be able to time it exactly and know whether the moment when he finished bringing the korban is during the day or during the night, and nevertheless, so therefore he's potter from the Osham. So the same way over here, the fact is, there is a reason to say that he's completely potter because he's totally based in. There's a reason to say that he's not potter because maybe he wasn't totally based in because they did change their mind. So you can't be, and he can't be mechayev him. So in the same way, then Sumchus is not going to be able to be mechayev him a korban either. So in other words, we're saying that so that explains Rabbi Lozer and Sumchus's opinions respectively. What degree of suffix is enough to be mechayev him and Oshem Tolui? Tosfos, by the way, points out. So let's say it wasn't Bein Hashmoshes. What about if it was a little earlier and we know that it was by day? It was after the Tomer Shabbein Habayim. You're not supposed to bring Karbonis after the Tomer Shabbein Habayim. So Tosfos in a few places discusses that not necessarily as a Korban Posel if it's brought that late in the day. You're just over on an Esser if you do that. So anyway, Tosfos gives a couple of answers. Again, one is Lachachila and one then. So one answer Tosfos says is that you're talking about over here, that specifically he's a mechusel kippurim. This is one of those kinds of tnayim who needs to bring a korban in order to be completely tahor, such as a mitzvah, a zav, etc. And those kinds you are actually allowed to bring, you are allowed to bring later in the day, even after the Talmud Shabbein Habayim. On Erev Pesach, for example, the Korban Pesach itself is brought after the Talmud Shabbein Habayim, and the Gemara tells us in Pesachim that such korbanos are also able to be brought that late in the day in order to enable the person to eat the Korban Pesach. So the same way over here, we're talking about he brought it so late in the day. Anyway, the point is that you have different degrees of suffix over here, and this is therefore going to affect the question of whether he is going to be chayiv in an Oshem Tolui or not. All right, we said in the Mishnah, Omoloi ben Azai, we said that Rabbi Akiva had said, I agree with Rabbi Lozer. So then ben Azai said, Maishna mina yoshev chola. We said, what's the difference between a person sitting at home versus going overseas, that you're mechayev one and pater in the other? So, and Rabbi Akiva answers, because when he's overseas, he couldn't have heard the news of what based in his new psak is, whereas when he's home, he could have. So when I asked Shaka Komoloi Rabbi Akiva ben Azai, isn't Rabbi Akiva making a good point to ben Azai? So what would, why did Ben Azai bring up the point in the first place? Why didn't why didn't he realize it's an obvious distinction? And the answer is Amar Rava, Hechsik Baderach Ikabinai. You're right. Ben Azai would agree that if the guy is staying at home, then you can be machai of him, and if he's completely overseas, then he's potter. The machloekas would be Hechsik Baderach. He started already going on the road. He's ready to go, but he didn't actually leave yet. So the Ben Azai chayev job beisa isay. Ben Azai is going to be mechayev because he's already packing up. He's ready to go. So Ben Azai is going to be mechayev because he's still at home. Rabbi Akiva is going to say he's potter because he's already busy getting ready for his trip, packing up and calling his Uber or whatever, and therefore he's too busy right now to find out. Too busy and too distracted to find out what's going on from Beis Din. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva can still say that he's chayev. At least as Rabbi Lazar had said that it's a suffix, and therefore he would be bringing an Oshim Talari. And Rabbi Akiva had said that he's actually closer to Ptur than Choyva, because once he's already busy getting ready for his trip, then already he's too busy to hear about it. Okay. Next, the Mishnah had said, Horuloi Beis Din Lakros Kalaguf. We said that if Beis Din had paskin of something that makes the whole, that takes away the entire body of a mitzvah, then we said that doesn't trigger a par helam davashot tzibur, that's not considered a hurrah. And we gave examples involving nida, involving Shabbos, and involving Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says Tanan Rabbanan, we learn in a Braisa, as the Mishnah had said, V'neilam Dover, the pasuk says that a matter has been concealed from the Beis Din, implying V'lo she'yokra mitzvah kula, not when the entire mitzvah is being uprooted. Ketzad, what does this mean? Omru ein nida b'torah, if they said there's no issue of nida in the Torah, ein Shabbos b'torah, ein abadis chav b'torah, yochol yuhu chayoven, you would think that maybe there's still chayev the par helam dover shal tzibur. No, Tamad Leimah V'neilam Dover, therefore the pasuk says, the matter has been hidden. Only the detail alim mitzvah kula, not that the entire mitzvah has been hidden from them. So in this case they're going to be potter from the par helam davar, and each individual who in pretty much in all the cases where there's no par helam davar shal tzibur, it means that Yochid is going to have to bring his own korban, and that's how it'll be over here. Aval omru, but again, as we said in the Mishnah, if the Beis Din says yesh nida b'torah, of course there's an isur nida in the Torah. Aval abal shemeres yom kineged yom potter, but if he has relations with shemeres yom kineged yom, then they're potter. Now there are other cases. Tosfos points out there could be many cases that could say, for example, that a particular kind of blood is not considered nida blood, a particular shade or whatever. The Mishnah and the Braisa are using the example of a shemeres yom kineged yom, even though that's a pretty major thing. Nevertheless, it's still considered that they haven't uprooted the mitzvah entirely. So then, another example, yes, Shabbos b'Torah, avla moitzim Rishos HaYochad Rishos HaRabim Potter, if they say there is an issue of Shabbos, but it doesn't include carrying from Rishos HaYochad to Rishos HaRabim, yes, Avodas Kechavim b'Torah, avla Mashtach l'Potter, there is an issue of Avodah Zarah, but it doesn't include bowing to a Getchka, Yochol Yub Turin, you would think in that case maybe also they should be Potter, because how could they fail to realize such an obvious point? No, Tamad Leimah, V'nelam Dov, V'leikol HaGuf, the Pasuk says that a matter has been hidden from them, implying not all the goof, and here it wasn't the entire goof, the body of the mitzvah is still intact, they're only taking away one particular detail, it may be a major detail, but it's still a detail. Now let's analyze the braisa. Omer mao yochol yu pturin. You would think that they should be potter in the case where they took away part of the mitzvah, such as shemeres yom kineged yom or carrying on Shabbos or whatever. So the question is, why the ibakiyum mitzvahs or vitul mitzvahs pturin? Why? What's the havam in it to think that they should be potter? If you're going to tell me they're potter from a par helam davar shel tzibur, even in the case, let's say, where they were matter the shemeres yom kineged yom or ba'akiras kol aguf pturin, and earlier in the braisa it also said that if they take away the entire mitzvah of nidah, then they're potter. Then what would the braisa be leaving us? In what case would we even think that they're chayim? Isn't it obvious there has to be some case there is a par helam davar shel tzibur, and that would be where they're leaving part of the mitzvah intact? And the answer is Tana Hoki Kokashale. The Tana of the braisa is bothered by this question. Ema the other way around. How do you know that Vinelam Dover means that they paskin wrongly against a particular part of the mitzvah? Maybe the other way around. Maybe Dover Kula Milsa Mashma. Maybe the word Dover means the entire mitzvah. And then it would be the other way around. They should be Chai of a Parhelam Dover Shal Tzibur if they said there's no such thing as Nida. And they should be Potter if they said there is Nida, but there's no Shemeres Yem Keneged Yoyim. So maybe it's that way. Tamalama Vinelam Dover, and therefore they're explaining that Vinelam Dover means that only part of it was hidden from them and they misunderstood it. Well, my mashma, how do you see from the word Vinelam Dover that it means only part of the mitzvah? Oma Ola Koribe Vinelam Midover. So Ola says because we can understand, we can read the word Vinelam Dover as if it was Vinelam Midover. The mem of Vinelam can be used as both the end of the word Vinelam and the beginning of the word Midover. So it means, and then it was hidden from them, Midover from the matter. So only part of the matter, not the entire thing. Tosfos brings up a point over here from the Yerushalmi. There is such a type of drasha called Gerdin and Masifin Vidoshin, where we can take a word, a letter from one word, attach it to a different word, and darshan the resulting word. Is this the kind of thing that we can do this? Is this the kind of thing where we can do this? Where we're basically we're doubling the word over here. Does it apply only at the end of a word? Does it apply in the middle of a word as well? Tosfos also brings up the point. There are other places in the Torah where it uses the word dover, and we don't darsh in it that way. In any case, Tosfos says actually that So there are places where the reason we need this kind of gurdon with different redirection is because without it, the pasuk is clearly lacking something. You read the pasuk, you're going to be left with a question which can only be answered by gurdon with different redirection. Anyway, that's one way of doing it, is that v'nelam dover means v'nelam midover. Chizkiya gives a different explanation. Because the pasuk says v'osu achas mikol mitzvahs hasheh, mikol mitzvahs. The pasuk says they do one of the mitzvahs, implying mikol mitzvahs v'loi kol ha-mitzvah. It says mikol mitzvahs, implying one detail of any of these mitzvahs, but not all the mitzvahs. So they might ask mitzvahs tauti mashma. Well, the word mitzvahs is plural, so maybe it means an achas mikol means if they mistakenly paskin that one of the 613 mitzvahs doesn't apply. As we said, for example, they said there's no nida at all, which is one of the 613 mitzvahs, so there's no Shabbos at all, etc. Still, maybe it means only when the entire goof. Yes, but the way it's written in the Torah, in the Sefer Torah, is Mem Tzadik Vav Sof. So even though we read it as mitzvos, it can be read also as mitzvahs, meaning one mitzvah, and kol mitzvahs then would mean part of one mitzvah and not the entire thing. In other places in Shas, the Gemara brings up a point. It's called Yesh Eim Mikro, Yesh Eim Masoras. What do we primarily follow in Droshas? The way the word is written in the Sefer Torah, or the way we have the Masorta that we actually read it. Here, the Gemara is not bringing up that point because Be'er Sheva explains that even Chizkiya is saying you do need both. You do need the word Vinelam Dover. But he's just saying you have an additional part of the drasha over here. So therefore, yes, that's what it means, that within one mitzvah, they kept part of it and they were mevatel part of it. Rav Ashi says another way we can show that it means that they're mevatel part of one mitzvah. Dover, yalef, mizokin mamri. We don't exert a shava on the word dover from the case of the zokin mamri. Dichtiv zokin mamri, ki polim imchot dover. There you have the case where it says where a dover is hidden from you, and then they go to the base in a godol and they paskin. The lois sosum in a dover asher yigidol chol yomin esmoel. And a few psukim later it says don't turn from the matter that they tell you to the right or the left. Here it says v'nelam dover mamre min hadover like kol hadover like kol dover. Now when it comes to the zokin mamre, we learned about this in Sanhedrin as well. If the when is the zokin mamre chayev? Not if, for example, he disagrees with Beis Din. They say that there's an isur nida and he says that there's not, etc. Or only again when his disagreement with them is over a detail of the din. The same way over here when we're talking about hadover Beis Din and the parhalam dover shal tzibur means that they're Sakdin applied to only part of the mitzvah, not the whole goof. Okay. So, um,
So, okay. So the Gemara continues. Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Ein Beistin Chayovin. When will Beistin be Chayav? The Par Helam Dover Shal Tzibur. It has to be that their psak is in something that tzedukim don't agree to. The tzedukim will believe only in Torah Shabbat. It has to be that their psak does not affect something that the tzedukim would agree to. As b'davar shat tzedukim moedin boy, but if it's something that the tzedukim themselves agree is something that's min haTorah, Turin, then they're going to be potter from the parahar and davar shat tzibur. Such a thing is not considered. A hayrah. Tiferes Yisrael points out that how would the Sanhedrin make such an elementary mistake? We actually do see that there were times during the second Beis Hamikdash when there were tzedukim who managed to infiltrate the Sanhedrin. Like we had an example of it in Sanhedrin. There were other examples. So sometimes the government would force them to accept tzedukim members. So it could conceivably happen that the Sanhedrin had enough people in it that who would tzedukim, and they managed to convince the others of something that's not clear in Torah Shabbat Chassab. But if they paskin against something that clearly says in Torah Shabbat Chassab, we can't call that a hurrah. And then we might time, why is that? Zil kori be'rabhu, because then in effect we would tell them, go learn it in cheder. If it's something that even the tzedukim agree to, it's so obvious that it's osir, then any cheder yingo would be able to tell you, you can't call it a thing, oh, hurrah. It's practically kor of l'mezid. It's tantamount to they're doing l'mezid over here, and the whole thing is only when they're shaking. Well, the Gemara says, Tanan, let's see if that fits with our Mishnah, for example. We gave the example in the Mishnah, Yesh nidiv atorah aval abah shomer siyam kineged yom potter. We gave an example that they said, their psak leaves the dinim of nidah intact, but they're saying there's no issue of having relations as a shomer siyam kineged yom, based on Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel's rule. Why? Amvamai, why would they be chayav a par helam davar shal tzibur in that case? Shomer siyam kineged yom hoksiv, v'safra la. The Pasuk says, by a nidah, by a zava, actually, it says she should count for herself. Now, what's this word law? What are we learning from that? From here, you learn that she has to count one day of tahara corresponding to the one or two days of tumah. Even the tzedukim will agree with that, because even the Rosh points out that how we know, we don't find elsewhere in Shas, but the Gemara knew that even the tzedukim agree that we can learn from that the concept of shemer siyam kineged yom. So the answer is Da'amni, the answer is, let's say, based in Psak was Ha'ra Sharia, it is allowed to do Ha'ra, the first contact of the Aver with her area, with her private area over there, and then Yuvamis, the Gemara discusses what extent of contact is considered Ha'ra, but whatever, they say, for example, that's Mutter, Gmar Bia, Huda Asira, they mistakenly paskin that only the full Bia is Osir. So that would be an example by Shemer Siyam Kineged Yom. So that would be an example of a Kayim Mitzvah Levato Mitzvah. And I said, wait a minute, Honami, see, that also, it says clearly in the Pasuk, Es Mekora Hera, it says by a Nida that he uncovered her womb, where the word Hera is the Shurdash of the word Hara. So it's clear that Hara is also by a Nida. It's clear from the Pasuk. And the answer is Da'amri, let's say they say, Kedarka, fine, let's say the Gemara says, Da'amri Kedarka Asira, Shaloi Kedarka Sharia. Let's say they say that Bia Kedarka, even Hara, would be Osir, but they mistakenly pask in that Hara of Bia Shaloi Kedarka would be allowed. Or their Gemara Shah says, and they may even say that there's not a difference between Hara and Gemara Bia, they would just say flat out what's Osir by Nida or by any of the other Arayas is only Bia Kedarka, not Shaloi Kedarka. Says, wait a minute, that also it says in the Pasuk, Haksiv Mishkevei Isha, the Pasuk says by Mishkev Zohar, it uses the expression Mishkevei Isha, the lyings in plural of the woman, and we learn from that in many places in Shas that Bia Kedarka and Bia Shaloi Kedarka are considered the same for many purposes in Halacha. They're both you're not allowed to do Bia Kedarka, whatever. That's a discussion in a different place. But the point is, they're considered Bia in the Torah, and they have all of the and for the most part, they carry the same penalties and so on and so forth. How we know that Tzedukim agreed to that? So again, the Gemara apparently knew that the Tzedukim agreed to that as well. So the answer is, the Amri, so let's say it's both. The Basin mistakenly passing as follows. Kedarka also afilu ha'ra. When there's be a kedarka, then even ha'ra is also because it says it's makor aher. Shaloi kedarka, gmar bia, udu also. Aval ha'ra shaya, but they mistakenly say that if he's doing shaloi kedarka, only gmar bia, only the entire insertion would be also. Aval ha'ra shaya, but ha'ra would be mutter. Now that doesn't say clearly in the pasuk, because after all, where do we get ha'ra from? As makor aher, that he uncovered her mocker, her womb, her uterus. Well, shaloi kedarka doesn't involve that part. So therefore, so that would be a case where they're only, where they're not taking away the whole mitzvah, but they're also not, and they're also not saying something which the Zukim would agree to. So they want to ask, well then why have to mention a Shemer Siyam Keneged Yoyim? If they make such a psak din, it would apply even to a full-fledged nida as well. To a regular nida. Why then is the Mishnah mentioning this only in connection with Shemer Siyam Keneged Yoyim? So the answer is fine. Elo lo olam kedarka. Fine. Let's say we're going back to, we're talking about the psak involved bia kedarka. Udamri ha rob udamri. Their mistaken psak was ha rob isha dovo hu dichtiva. They would say, you know, when it says as makora hera, the earlier part of the pasuk is v'ishki yishka v'isha dovo, when a man has relations with a woman who is dovo, which means nida. And the word dovo means flowing. It also means sick. Whatever the case, the point is it means a nida. So therefore, so they mistakenly think by Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, it would be the Hara would be mutter, because it doesn't say in connection with Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom sort of thing. So that's one possibility where they could be passing that. Their mistake is not something Shadzukim Modibai, and they're also not taking away the entire Mishnah. They're not taking away the entire mitzvah. Okay, so Sheva asked, well, how do we know that Tzedukim wouldn't agree to that? And Nachronim talk about how the Gemara is going to know that. Another answer, the Boisema, the Amri, let's say the Basin mistakenly paskins, Zova I have ya ella be your mummy. You know when she becomes a Zova, only if the flow of blood took place during the daytime. Distiva, I'll call you May Zova. The Pasuk uses the expression, all the days of her Zova, of her Ziv. Of her zov. Now a zova of a shemeres yom keneged yom is also known as a zova kana. Well, that neatly explains why the Mishnah and the Braisa are using the example of shemeres yom keneged yom, because that would be precisely the case where. Now, that would be precisely the case where their mistake would take place, where they think that a shemeres yom keneged yom, a zova kana, would apply only if the flow of blood was by day. And that's wrong. It applies even by night. The very last daf of Shas in the Sechta Nida actually brings up that point. One of the Amoroyim asks, how do we know that not? And we show from the Pesukim how it's not so, that it applies whether it's by day or by night. Whatever the case, the point is that Pesukim wouldn't agree to that. Okay. So fine. So that explains how we can have a case where involving Shemeres Siyam Keneged Yom. So we have two answers in the end how we could say that they gave a psak in Shemeres Siyam Keneged Yom, which is, it's not taking away the whole issue of Nidah altogether, and it's not taking away something which Tzedukim would agree to. Okay, let's go to Shabbos now. Tnan, yes, Shabbos Batorah. We said in the Mishnah that they could say, for example, that there is an issue of Shabbos, Avla Moitzim Rishus Rishus Potter, but if a person carries from one Rishus to another on Shabbos, he would be Potter. Again, based on Shmuel's rule, why? Vamai, Hoitzah HaKsiva. The Pasuk clearly says, Loisetziu Masam Batechem. Yirmiyah says to the people, don't carry out things from your houses. Fine, you're going to say it's in Yirmiyah, it's not in Chumash, doesn't matter. It's Dukim aren't going to accept the distinction in that. So therefore, it is clearly stated that you can't carry on Shabbos. The answer is Da'amri. Let's say that the Beis Din mistakenly paskin hoitzah d'asur hachnosa mutter. They said, okay, based on that pasuk, you're not allowed to carry out on Shabbos from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, but they mistakenly paskin that you would be able to carry in from Rosh Hashanah to your house. So therefore, that's not Dovah Shatz Dukim Moedimoy. V'boisema, Da'amri, Hoitzah V'achnosa, Huda Asira, Moshit V'zorik Shori. Another possibility would be that they say you're not allowed to carry things in and out, but you are allowed to hand something across from one porch to another, let's say, or to throw something from one side of Rishus Rabim to the other, move from Rishus Rabim into your house, or vice versa. So then there's Shori, that would be Mutter. So again, that's not something that the Tzedukim agreed to. It's not something that says clearly in the Pasuk, and therefore that would be an example where then, as a result of their mistaken Pesach, when most of the people follow it, there's going to be a Pyre Helm Dover Shal Tzibur. So as the Tosfos talks about, in other words, because the point is, sometimes the word Hotzah on the face of it suggests only carrying out, but on the other hand, sometimes the Gemara explains in Shabbos that sometimes the word Hotzah can also mean Hachnasa. So, yeah. Next. What about Tnan? We learned in our Mishnah, Yesh Avodas Kechavim BaTorah. If the Beis Din says there is an issue of Avodah Zarah from the Torah, Aval Mishtach VaPotter, but if someone bows to Avodah Zarah, he's Potter. Again, according to Shmuel's rule, that should be, that's Dovah Shatz Dukim Mordevai. A Mishtach VaHok Ziva. It says clearly, do not bow to Avodah Zarah. Dichtiv Lois Mishtach VaLakeilacha. Don't bow to a foreign god. And the answer is, Da'ami, let's say they said, ki asiri ishtachavoya kedarka. You know when it's usher to bow to a getchka, when it's a getchka that's normally worshipped by bowing. Abashloi kedarka, but if it's a getchka that's not normally bowed to, like Pa'ur and Merkulis or what have you, Sharia, then maybe it would be Mutter. That's not something which is so explicit in the Torah, and maybe the Tzedukim wouldn't agree to that. The boy same, another answer, Da'ami ishtachavoya gufa kedarka hu da'asir. They might say about the actual ishtachavoya, the actual bowing itself, is only also the normal kind of ishtachavoya, the ispa pishit yudayim raglayim, namely where he's bowing with his hands and feet splayed out on the floor, which is the normal definition of ishtachavoya, but ha ishtachavoya, the less pishit yudayim raglayim ishtachavoya, but they would mistakenly paskin that you are allowed to kneel or to do some kind of lesser form of bowing in front of Avodah Zarah. So again, that's not so explicit in the pasuk, so therefore we can't call it Dovah Shatz Dukim Mordevai. So fine, so all three examples of our Mishnah, we can make them work with Shmuel's rule. In all cases, we can show that there can be a case of Levatal Mixas, or Lakayim Mixas, and that Mixas is not something that the Tzedukim would agree to. Fine. So the Gemara says, Boy Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asks the question, Ein Harisha B'Shabbos Mahu. What about if the Beis Din were to paskin and say that there's no such thing, there's no such issur as plowing on Shabbos. The locha of plowing doesn't apply on Shabbos. So Rashi says that Rabbi Yosef's question is not related to the question about the Tzedukim. It's more that the Bittul Mixtus for Kiyum Mixtus. In which case, Tosfos says so maybe Rabbi Yosef actually what is Rabbi Yosef doing with Shmuel's opinion? So on the face of it, it sounds like Rabbi Yosef is arguing with Shmuel and saying it doesn't matter whether the Tzedukim are Moedim or not. Tosfos says that it would have to be something that's Tzedukim Moedim, but he's using Chodesh only because the first of the 39 Malachas, so he does agree with Shmuel, but the fact is, even though there is a Pasuk, the Chodesh of Akotzer Tishvos, he doesn't mean specifically Chodesh, he means any of the 39 Malachas that are not, he means a different one, the 39 Malachas that are not explicitly stated in the Torah. But Rosh also points out that really the Pasuk B'choros of Akot Tishvos does have other potential meanings as well. It means, for example, that Shabbos applies all year round, even in the harvest season. It means that the Gemara mentions elsewhere a drosha about it as far as harvesting the Omer on Shabbos. And Ibn Ezra actually on the Pasuk also brings that there were Karoyim in his times who claimed that B'choros of Akot Tishvos teaches that there are not lots of relations on Shabbos, marital relations. Anyway, the point is, so you could have Rabbi Yosef's question could very well still work according to Shmuel. Anyway, the question is, Mahu, what we say is not considered a Hirah. Mi Amin and Kibin to Kamoda B'Kola Milsa, they are agreeing that all the other Malachas of Shabbos apply, so therefore Kibidrum Mitzvah Fekiyum Mitzvah Dami, that can be considered that they're Mevato part of the Mitzvah, but they're Mekayim part of the Mitzvah. Ojum Kibin to Ka'akrin Leila Harisha Kolikar, or they're taking away the entire Malacha of Harisha, so therefore Ka'akiras Guf Dami, that would be considered like taking away the entire Guf. So the Gemara says, Toshma, well, let's look at the examples of the Mishnah. Again, Yesh Nidah B'Torah, they said there is a concept of Nidah L'Bal Shemer Siyam Keneged Yom Potter, but if he has relations with Shemer Siyam Keneged Yom Nis Potter, according to Rabbi Yosef's Kava, I mean, Bamai, why would they be Chayim? Ho'akayin is Ho'akayin L'Shemer Siyam Keneged Yom Kolikur. They're taking away the entire issue of Shemer Siyam Keneged Yom. Isn't that equivalent of taking away an Av Melacha of Shabbos? Taking away an entire major part of the Isser. Obviously the answer could be like we said before that there was a specific thing that they were allowing Hara, etc. As we went through the whole discussion on Manalas, the Gemara wants to see if you can have a better answer. So the answer is Omalach Rabbi Yosef Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom Dekamin Kedushanian. The answer is like we said on Oman Aleph that in the end they say that, for example, Hara by Shaloi Kedarka is Mutter, and that's a mistake that has nothing to do with the Tzedukim. Don't agree with that, and it's not and you're not taking away the whole concept of Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. Or we said that maybe it's only by day, not by night, etc. So, but in fact, if they were to take away the whole concept of Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, maybe indeed that would be considered Bitul mitzvahs v'kiyum mitzvahs, mainly that would be considered taking away an entire goof. Okay, Toshma yes Shabbos v'Torah al motzim rishos yochad rishos adam potter. What about the case of Shabbos where they mistakenly paskin that you are allowed to carry from one rishos to another? V'amai now according to the Yosef's kava mina, what would be the question? Ha'akarian lahitzah kol ikur, aren't they taking away the entire malacha of hitzah? And the answer is not. Hasam nami kedushani. And again, we're going to use the answer that, for example, they said that only hitzah is also achnasa is mutter, or that they're saying that hitzah and achnasa also. But handing something across or throwing something is mutter. So again, they're not taking away the entire malacha of Hitzah v'Achnas. But again, Rabbi Yosef might say, if they take away the entire malacha, maybe that would be considered bitter kol aguf. Okay? What about the case of Avodah Zarah? What about the case where they say a person is allowed to bow to a getchka? Aren't they taking away shtachavoya altogether, which is a major part of the issue of Avodah Zarah, comparable to one of the obvious malacha of Shabbos? And the answer is Amri. Again, the answer is shtachavoya nami kiddushanyan. Again, we can use the answer that, for example, they said that it depends whether the Avodah Zarah is worship kedarik, is normally worshipped with bowing or not, or they said certain kinds of bowing are also in certain kinds of mutter, so you wouldn't necessarily know from that whether, what about if they take away the entire concept of Ishtachavoya, would that be considered bitul mitzvahs or kiyum mitzvahs? So, Rabbi Yosef's question is, left open. The Rambam paskins that in that case we're going to call it that it's bitul mitzvahs for kiyum mitzvahs. It doesn't matter that what they took away is major. It doesn't matter that what they took away is a major portion of the mitzvah. The fact is they did leave. They did leave the mitzvah as a whole intact. They did say there is Avodah Zarah, there is Shabbos, there is Nidah. They didn't take away something that's looking moidimoy, and therefore that's good enough for our purposes, and therefore there is a power helm davar shal tzibur. All right, boy Rabzeira asked the question, Ein Shabbos b'shvius mahu. What about if based in mistakenly paskin that the mitzvah of Shabbos does not apply during Shemitah here? So the mito, namely the mistake would be that Bahadain Kruh, they would mistakenly read the following pasuk. B'chorosh v'akotzer tishbos, the pasuk says that during Shemitah you have to rest from plowing and planting, so they would mistakenly think that bizman de'ika charisha ika Shabbos, only when there is plowing in the other 6 years, then there's an issue of Shabbos. It was man the leka charisha leka Shabbos. They would mistakenly say that when there's no plowing, then there's no issue of Shabbos. Miyamin, keeping the Mekayin law, b'shar shnei shavua, would we say, well, they are saying that Shabbos applies the other 6 years, so therefore, kibitul mitzvahs v'kiyum mitzvahs dami, that would be the equivalent of keeping part of the mitzvah and mistakenly taking away part of it. Or duma kibin de ka'akarin le'shvius, or the fact is, they're saying for an entire year, during Shemitah, Shabbos doesn't apply. So maybe that would be considered taking away the entire goof. Kakturus a goof dummy. Maybe that would be considered taking away the entire goof. So Tosfos points out, evidently, we would assume if Zera agrees with Shmuel, and therefore we would have to be saying that the Tzedukim don't agree with that. Again, like we said, it's the Gemara itself does have in a couple of different places, a couple of different drushas that we learn from the Skrays, Bechorosh of Akatsu Tishbos, and Bechlal, the Koroyim, who are basically the spiritual successors of the Tzedukim, they learned Bechorosh of Akatsu Tishbos to mean that you're not allowed to have relations on Shabbos. Anyway. So Omer Ravina Toshma, so Ravina says, I'll answer you from the following case. You have a case of a Navi Sheker, one of the cases being where he says that Hashem told him that we should worship Avodah Zarah. So you have Machloikas in Masech Dos Sanhedrin, what punishment does such a Navi Sheker get? Does he get chenek or does he get skill? So when it comes to other mitzvahs, if he tells us to violate some other mitzvah, so if he tells us the mitzvah no longer applies and we know he's a Navi Sheker, and then for sure he gets chenek. If he tells us to temporarily violate a mitzvah, then he's like Eliyahu Barakama. We actually listen to him. So what happens if he tells us temporarily worship of a Zara? So I'm going to bring a Toshma. So we'll bring a proof from the following case. Navi shenisnabi lako dovim medivrei Torah. If a Navi, somebody who until now we knew was a true Navi, and now he comes and tells us that Hashem told him that a certain mitzvah no longer applies, chayev, then now he's chayev chenek, because we know for sure he's a false Navi. As the Rambam explains, you know, by Matan Torah, we ourselves all saw Hashem giving us the mitzvahs, so therefore, if now afterwards a Navi, who by definition is not as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, comes and tells us that Hashem changed his mind, and a certain mitzvah no longer applies, then automatically his nevuah is clearly contradicting what we saw and heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore we know for sure it's a false nevuah. So he gets chenek, no question about that. The bitul mitzvahs or the kiyum mitzvahs. What about if he tells us that a certain part of a mitzvah no longer applies? Reb Shimon Oymer Potter. So Reb Shimon says that he would be potter altogether because the fact is he's not taking away the entire mitzvah. So Reb Shimon would say he's potter. Actually, Rashi points out the Chachamim would also hold that he's potter as well. The uba avodas kechavim, but when it comes to avodas zara, even if he were to say only today Hashem wants us to worship avodas zara, and tomorrow it's going to be bottle. So chayev, nevertheless, he's so then here you have the machlokas Reb Shimon and the chachamim whether he's going to be chayev skila or chenek. So the point is, Shmamina ain Shabbos b'Shvi'is kibitul mitzvahs v'kiyum mitzvahs domi. So we see from that, says Ravina, that saying that a certain mitzvah doesn't apply for a certain period of time is considered taking away mitzvahs and observing mitzvahs. So in the case of Avodah Zarah, he can never say that even temporarily Avodah Zarah is mutter by other mitzvahs. He could. So we see from that, similarly, taking away Shabbos for a period of time is not considered taking away the entire mitzvah of Shabbos. It's considered bitul mitzvahs v'kiyum mitzvahs. So the Well, this is fine. Shmami, no good. That proves it, and that answers Reb Zera's question. That the answer would be that would still be considered that it's bitul mitzvahs v'kiyum mitzvahs, and therefore it is considered a hayra. And therefore, if the tzibur follows it, then they're going to be chayav a parah halam davar shel tzibur. Okay. The Mishnah continues. Hoiru Beistin, suppose that Beistin Paskin gave their Psakin, the Yoda Echad Man Chateau, and one of the Jayonim knows that they're making a mistake, the Omelahen Toyinatim, and he actually tells them. Now, earlier we learned you could have the case where he disagrees with them, and he goes and follows it himself anyway, because he thinks that Mitzvah Lashmoya Divir Chachamim. But here he actually tells them explicitly, you are making a mistake, and they didn't listen to him. Or the mufla of the Beistin, the head of the Beistin, the Rosh HaYeshiva, the Av Beistin, was not present there at the time when they gave this psak din. In other words, the case would be that you have the mufla himself does not actually count as one of the members of the Sanhedrin. And when we talk about that a Sanhedrin consists of 71, it doesn't necessarily include the mufla. But Rashi also explains, anyway, let's say that one of them had to leave and they temporarily appointed another one. Or let's say, for example, he was a zaken, he didn't have children or whatever, so he's disqualified to be a member of the Sanhedrin, and therefore they had to appoint a different one. Anyway, Rabbeinu Hanano gives a different explanation. We're talking about that they actually had more than 71 anyway, so they had 70 and the full complement of 71, but the mufla wasn't there. Anyway, Osha Hoya Echaman and Ger and Mamzer and Nosin, or one of them was wrongly appointed to the Beis Din because he's a Ger or Mamzer or Nosin, and the Gemara explains in Sanhedrin that all of them are disqualified to sit on the Sanhedrin, or he's Zokin Shaloroi Labonim, or he's old and he's already too old to have children, where also the Gemara says over there he won't have Rachmanos and therefore you can't appoint him on the Sanhedrin. So in all those cases that is a potter, then the Sanhedrin is potter from the Parahelam Davashop Tzibur because that's not considered a valid Beis Din. And then each individual who followed their mistaken psach is going to be bringing his own korban. So shenema, and the reason is shenema can eda, because the pasuk says over here that the eda is the one who made the mistake. Shenema lahalam eda. We find in other places in the Torah also where it uses the word eda about the Sanhedrin. So we have a gzeira shava. Ma eda amur lahalam shekulin ruim lahira. In that later pasuk, you're talking about a ritzeach b'shurigig, and they send him to the Orem Miklat. So the pasuk says they have to judge and they have to save him from that pasuk, is where we learn the entire number of people who have to be in the Sanhedrin. So just like all over there, that entire number has to be capable of being on the Sanhedrin. Af kan adj af eda hamura kan adj you call ruin lahara. The same way over here, it has to be that all of them are roi lahara. And if one of them is a ger or a mamzer or what have you, so it's considered we don't have the proper number of people in the Sanhedrin. Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi, it's as if like you had a stone there instead of the actual member of the Beis Din. If you have the Yerushalmi goes on to say then that if you have the full 71, then aside from him, then it would be considered a Hagra. So in other words, the point is that there's actually wonders why is a Zokin Shein Lebonim not Roy Lahira? So the Rosh explains, in other words, what we mean is, in other words, that we don't mean that he had children and now he's old and he's not having children anymore. We mean that he's old already and he never had children, and then therefore he doesn't have a degree of Rachmanos, and then a member of the Sanhedrin has to be able to have a degree of Rachmanos to be able to find ways to exonerate a person. So therefore such a person is possible to sit on the Sanhedrin. But anyway, so the point is, again, Tosfos is saying, what we mean is if one of these psulim was one of the 71, then you don't have a valid member based in of 71 because he's considered like a stone. If you had 71 without him, then fine, it would be considered a valid sack. Okay. So the Gemara says, we learned in the Mishnah, Oish Shalohi Mufla Shal Beis Din Shom. We said if the Mufla, the Roish Beis Din, was the Av Beis Din was not there, so then it's not considered a Hira. So the Gemara says, Minolon, where do we learn that from? So the answer is Omer of Sheshes b'chein Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel mifnei Ma Omru, because we have to consider mifnei Ma Omru Horu b'davashat zukin moedin by Peturin. Why is it we were just saying before that if Beis Din's sack involved something which zukin would agree to and they mistakenly passed against it Peturin, the reason is mifnei Shahoy Lahem Lumen, because they should have learned the din better of Loi Lomdu, and they didn't learn it well enough that they made such an elementary mistake that they mistakenly allowed something which even the zukin would agree is awesome. Well then, Loi Hoya Mufla shall based in Shum, by the same token, if the Mufla is not there, and he's the Av based in, they're all supposed to be learning from him. Nami Pturin, you know why they're Potter? Because they should have learned, and they didn't learn. The Mufla was not there in order to teach them. So now, in other words, when they're coming up with this idea that a certain thing is mutter, they ought to be checking with the mufla, are we right, or are we really misunderstanding things, and therefore we can't consider the hurrah a valid hurrah, because they're missing that essential thing. So that's, in other words, the Gemara's question, the Be'er Sheva explains, is that the Gemara had thought there's a posuk that tells us the mufla has to be there, and the answer is not a posuk, it's a matter of simple svara. Okay. We said in the Mishnah, Nemo Shem Eda and Nemo Kan Eda. We said you have a Gzeda Shava on the word Eda, and that means Adshiu Kulun Roi Lahara, means the entire 71 have to be Roi Lahara, and not a Gera Mamzer or what have you. So if I ask the Hossam and Nolan, well, then by the Posik of Eda in Parshas Maaseh, how taka do we know that it means that that all of them have to be Roi Lahara? You're telling me because of the Gzeira Shava, just like there, it's a given that all of them are Roi Lahara, the same way over here. But the question is, how do we know that over there it means that all of them are Roi Lahara in the first place? So the Chazanish says, what kind of a question is that? Of course, that's the definition of a Beis Din. They have to be Roi Lahara. How do we know that a Ger and Mamzer are not Roi Lahara, is the question. Anyway, so so the Gemara answer is the Omer of Chista, because Rav Chista says Omer Kro, the pasuk says when Hashem told Moshe to appoint 70 skenim, these yats were shom imach, they should stand there together with you. Imach means bedoyin lach, means they have to be similar to you. So therefore, so all the Sanhedrin have to be roi lahara, they all have to be capable of paskening halacha. It also means that they can't be gerim or mamzerim, etc., just as Moshe Rabbeinu was not. So the Gemara asks, maybe the only reason they need to be similar to Moshe. So that being the case then, actually, so then if we know it from Moshe is based in, why do we need the Gzeira Shava from the word Eda? So one of the Mephoshim on Omasechta called Hura Gover explains that what we learn is from, it's a double limud. First, we have to learn from Moshe that you always have to have, they have to be Imach, they have to be similar to Moshe, Roy Laura. And then we're talking about, now, the Gzeira Shava teaches us that the Psak we're talking about over here had to come from the national Sanhedrin, and not, let's say, from a local basin. And once we have that, then we already know from Moshe, from the story with Moshe, that they all have to be Imach. But the question is, maybe there they have to be Imach, the Eim L'Shechina, maybe only because the Shechina is going to be resting on them, is it important, therefore, that they're Miyuchosim, and that they're, to some extent, of Moshe's caliber, etc. So you could say, because of that, therefore, So Rashi says a couple of explanations. Imach mishum shechina can mean they have to stay with you, let them not go any further because the shechina is going to be there. You would think, Hashem told Moshe, eschali, gather together the people. Maybe they're allowed to even go into the Mishkan where the shechina is located. No, kamash malon, that they have to stay imach, they can only go where you yourself are allowed to go right now. Another meaning is fine, because you have the shechina is going to rest over there, therefore you need tzaddikim gmurim, because they were the only one that Hashem would allow his Shechina to rest on. But how do we know that means that they have to, that in general, that a Beis Din has to have those qualities? So the answer is no. Ela Omer of Nachum Yitzchak, so rather of Nachum Yitzchak says, the reason is, the Omer Krav and Nosu Itoch. We find when Yisrael tells Moshe to appoint Dayanim, he says they should bear the burden with you. Again, Itchab Doimin Loch, when it says with you, means they have to be similar to you. They have to be capable of paskening, and there you don't have the shechina involved. So therefore, if a person is not roi lahara, if he's not capable, if he's not knowledgeable enough to pasken, then he's not itoch, he's not with you, so he doesn't belong on the basin in the first place. And therefore, we're saying that if he does somehow make it onto the Beis Din, and he's one of the 71, then we consider, as Tosfos says, he's like a stone, and you don't have the proper number of people over there, and therefore it's not considered a Hurrah, because the Hurrah that would trigger the Parhelim Davashot Sibur requires that all of them have to be Roy Lahurah.